Higher Ground by Rasmussen, and that is Denmark's entry in the 2018 Eurovision contest, which we think starts tonight.
We do think that, yeah.
I'll be listening, watching, it should be exciting.
It's a bit of fun.
Yeah. Now, Brisbane-based journalist Maury O'Connell has reported for us from a range of interesting and lesser-known locations. And this week, he reports on discovering there was a little piece of Denmark in a quite unexpected place. So he spent a week in a place called Solvang.
One of our reporters on the line is Maury O'Connell from Brisbane. And Maury's reported from a few interesting places. One of the most recent is somewhere called Solvang. I must confess, Maury, and welcome back to the show, I don't know where this is.
Okay, Graham. Well, thanks. Good to be back. I think the thing is that a lot of people in Australia or other places have never heard of Solvang.
No.
But in the US, it's one of the most popular tourist destinations.
Oh, okay. And it sounds Scandinavian. Am I, vaguely in the right area?
Yeah, well, it's known as Little Denmark because it was founded by Danish settlers in 1911.
Oh, and that's fairly recent.
Yeah, it's not that long ago. There were Danish settlers there for some time in the area, but really as a town, that's when it was founded because they bought the land that used to be an old mission. And then the old mission's still there, actually, but then started farming the land and built up the town.
Okay. So just explain for our listeners exactly where it is in the US, obviously.
Okay. Well, this is situated in the Santa Ynez Valley, which is about 2.5 hours north of Los Angeles and about 285 miles south of San Francisco. So not far from the coast, not far from Santa Barbara, actually. And it's located in wine country. Interesting, the wine country, this is for any wine buff, this is a great location because it's got one of the only valleys that runs east-west.
Oh.
So therefore it's producing some excellent Pinot Noir. And there's about 125 wineries in the area. So, if you want to visit some good wineries, you're in the right location.
Right. So it's obviously off the Pacific Coast Highway. How far inland is it?
Well, probably about 20 miles. It's not that far.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that far from Santa Barbara. So if you're coming up the coast, it's not too far a detour.
Right, okay. I've probably driven straight past and never knew it was there.
Well, may well.
I know
may
I have.
Well,
I've done that Pacific Coast Highway a couple of times, both directions, actually. Were the wineries planted by the Spanish mission people?
Originally, yes. But as I say, it's a very good valley and unique climate, so it's a really sort of premier location for wine.
I have heard of Santa Ynez Valley. So as soon as you mentioned that, I thought, I think I know which continent it's on, because otherwise I might have said it was over in Denmark or somewhere thereabouts. And how big a town is it?
Well, it's not a big town. I mean, The issue is that there's about 8,500 people, something like that. But at any one time, it has a massive tourist population coming, and particularly for some of the big festivals, because it's a little bit like going to a town in Denmark. And once a year in September, they have the Danish Days Festival, and people come from everywhere for that because there's all sorts of things going on, all sorts of things Danish.
Right.
And really, the architecture is Danish. That's roofs, the stalks on the roofs, that bring good luck. A lot of cobblestones, there's windmills.
Wow.
So it's really like, and there's flags, there are Danish flags all over the place, as well as stars and stripes. But
yeah.
Danish flags and Danish symbolism everywhere and sculpture and all sorts of things. So it's really a little bit like, stepping into a town in Denmark.
Okay. And how long did you spend there, Maury?
We spent 5 days there. So,
okay. So it's got that much to offer.
Well, I think there's a lot to do there. I mean, we're talking about 5 authentic Danish bakeries, and there's 150 boutique shops. One of the interesting things about Solvang is there's no chain stores.
Oh, well, they've rejected them, have they?
They have. They certainly have. So
there's no Maccas.
No, all the shops are unique.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good in one way, isn't it? That You can go somewhere like that. So it's literally like stepping into a piece of Europe in the middle of the American continent.
That's right. There's about 35 good restaurants.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things about some of the Danish bakeries, I mean, they're really fabulous. We went to one there called, it's called the Solvang Bakery, and they specialise in a thing called æbleskiver, which is a traditional Danish pastry, if you like, often made with apple, but in this particular bakery they don't use apple, and you get a plate of this. I serve it in three, but the particular place where we went, the movie Sideways was filmed in and around Solvang.
Oh.
And there's a scene in Sideways that occurred in this cafe.
We use Sideways as some of our music on the show. So that's an interesting coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's a scene in there where Miles and Jack are talking. They're talking about sort of problems that Miles has got, et cetera.
Yeah.
And it's in this restaurant where they're eating æbleskiver, you know. And æbleskiver, the restaurant, they produce thousands of æbleskivers a day. And during the big festival for Danish days, they're producing, you know, probably about 3,000 a day.
Oh, that's incredible.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So you can sit in the same seat if you want to. There's a little plaque there, and you can sit in that seat and try and recite lines from the movie if you want to, you know.
That's very interesting. You spent 5 days there. Where did you stay? Is there a nice boutique hotel or something you'd recommend there?
Well, there's lots of good hotels, actually. There's probably 15 or more good hotels that you can stay.
But they're not chains, or the hotels are?
Oh, there are chains. We stayed at a place called the Lansby,
right?
Which is right in the middle of town, and that was a very good hotel. And I guess one of the things is that there's quite a number of hotels, and basically in the middle of town, and it's just walking everywhere. You can walk all over the place. You're probably going to drive there, but once you get there, you don't need to drive around really.
Right. So we've eaten, we've done to the bakery, we've tried some wine. The Danes, actually, they're pretty good on beer, aren't they? Do they have breweries there?
Yeah. There's a couple of craft breweries there. You can do, you know, a lot of the wine places, you can do wine tasting. You do beer tastings as well with some of the local breweries.
Okay.
But I think you can do this little guided tours of town, and there's a little thing that goes on weekends called the Honan, which is a replica of a Copenhagen streetcar from the early 1900s. So you can do little tours up and down the street in that.
I think they're often good to get your bearings on what are the things to go back and see at your own pace.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, you can do a little tour of the town and you get to visit some of the bakeries. And and there's a fabulous chocolate shop there as well that's producing. I tell you what, I tried some of the chocolates there. They have some sensational chocolate.
Is that right?
And very old style. It's all very old style. You know, there's a clothing shop there that's been there for 80 years, you know, same clothing shop, you know.
Right.
So some really interesting shops and places there.
Mate, I was just going to ask, do they speak Danish publicly? Obviously they speak English, but...
No. It's interesting because a lot of the population there are descended from, you know, original Danish people.
Right.
And some of them go back to Denmark quite regularly. So a lot of them can speak Danish, but they're not speaking it in the street or anything like that.
How did you find out about it, Murray?
We found out through the local tourism who we encountered a couple of years ago, and we thought, gee, that's really interesting. It's a place we've got to go to. And we thought, okay, that's it. So, I mean, the interesting thing is that we've decided these days that one of the good ways to get to Europe is to go through the US, because you've only got a 13-14 hour plane flight to LA.
Yeah.
Spend a few days or something there and then travel on to Europe, because it's a much cheaper fare from US to Europe. It's an easy hop.
Well, there's an interesting tip.
Yeah, and that was part of our plan. We thought, okay, well, we'll go to Europe via US. And we wanted to go to Solvang, so we thought, good, we'll take a few days and head up to Solvang.
Okay. So it obviously has that California climate, but what's the best time of year to go, do you say?
Oh, look, I think the Danish days is in September. We were there in August, and the, it was pretty good in August. But there's a fabulous outdoor theatre in Solvang, which we went to in the evening. You know?
Right.
It was getting a little bit cool in the evening, but you got days around 24, 25 degrees right. at that time. It gets cool in winter because it's in a valley. I mean, that's why it's a good wine region, because you've got warm days and cold nights. And in winter, you know, which is around December, then they have a big winter festival there as well in December. It can snow there as well.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Have a white Christmas on the West Coast. That'd be something a bit different.
Yeah, it doesn't always snow, but it can snow.
Okay. Mm. Well, Murray, fascinating little discovery you've made there. And you were telling me that it means sunny field. This name.
That's right, yeah, that's what Solvang means.
So does it look like it's a sunny field?
It does. When the first settlers went there, I mean, they thought it was fabulous land and they could grow anything, hence the name Sunny Field or Solvang.
Right. And Solvang. Are you, it sounds as though you're best to fly to San Francisco, are you?
Well, no, we went to LA and drove up from LA.
Right.
And it depends what you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
If you know, you might fly to San Francisco and come down.
Yep.
It's actually a bit closer to LA because from LA up to Santa Barbara is not that far, and it's actually 45 miles inland from Santa Barbara.
Okay.
And that's a nice. Santa Barbara's a pretty good
it
place.
It is. I mean, it's a lovely spot.
Yeah. So all through that valley is some beautiful country through that valley.
Okay. Well, Murray, you found another interesting little place to visit with some interesting observations of yours, as you want to do. And I thank you for that. And where are you going next?
Well, a couple of possible destinations. We'll be going to Thailand and Vietnam in a month or two.
Yeah.
And then we're going back to the US, actually, later in the year.
Okay. Oh, well.
And then... who knows? There might be a few other places along the way as well.
Well, that's the joy of being a travel writer. You never quite know where you're going to end up, do you?
Yeah, but Solvang, I think, you know, if anyone... I've got a Hans Christian Andersen Museum and there's some fabulous museums and other places there, but
okay.
you know, they've even got their own little statue of the Little Mermaid, so
oh, beautiful.
You kind of think, where am I?
Yeah, it sounds a bit like that, and which is great, of course, to encounter another culture. In the middle of one you probably know too well. So any of you out there interested in going to Solvang, the good oil from Murray O'Connor. Thanks again, Murray, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, fabulous. Thanks, Graham. And who knows, there might be a few other places along the way as well.
Well, that's the joy of being a travel writer. You never quite know where you're going to end up, do you?
Yeah, but Solvang, I think, you know, if anyone... I've got a Hans Christian Andersen Museum and there's some fabulous museums and other places there, but
okay.
you know, they've even got their own little statue of the Little Mermaid, so
oh, beautiful.
You kind of think, where am I?
Yeah, it sounds a bit like that, and which is great, of course, to encounter another culture in the middle of one you probably know too well. So any of you out there interested in going to Solvang, the good oil... from Murray O'Connor. Thanks again, Murray, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, fabulous. Thanks, Graham.
That was reporter Murray O'Connor on Solvang, the little piece of Denmark in California.